Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Trades are hard.
And together, they're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, Goo? How you doing, man?
What's up? A long night, baby. A long night. Had a great time.
Yeah, it was a fun night. We were out at all-new Bay Street, Emeryville at Tipsy Putt.
Keyword tipsy.
A lot of listeners coming.
That's awesome.
Came out. It was fun. I'll give you all a shout-out a little later in the show.
Only thing was, we didn't get a win.
Oh, okay. I always get confused when you say we. You know, obviously, you're battling for a roster spot on that team. But, hey, here's what I was thinking.
Give it to me.
Have you ever had this experience in life where something happens, okay? It's kind of big. And you have a reaction. And then you sleep on it. And you get a little bit of a different perspective. Never?
No, it happened last night.
Oh,
it happened last night.
I don't want to blow my load,
but I'm ready to say it to you.
It kind of happened to me, too.
All right, you go first since you brought it up.
So, you know, it occurred to me that people might have believed that, you know, I hated the move for Jimmy Butler. Hated would be too strong.
Because you didn't use it yesterday. I tried to get it out of you.
I'm shocked. That's what it is.
Okay.
I'm really shocked.
I'm super
surprised they went down this road. That's what it is. It's a bold,
wow,
risky move, and I'm surprised they went down the road. That's all. I'm surprised.
Now I gotta go.
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised. You're surprised when Wednesday, this team and their name, the Golden State Warriors, their name was attached to any and everybody. So I guess, Donnie, I'm gonna share mine, what happened to me last night. But from that vantage point, I'm shocked that it happened, but we knew they were kind of desperate. So what are you shocked at? The person that's Jimmy Butler?
I guess I'm shocked that they
or he.
Who?
Joe Lacob. Because I'm hearing some stuff in the street now that's scaring me in regard to maybe some of the guys, including Steph and Dre, Steiny, may not have been all gung-ho about Jimmy coming here. And to me, I thought they were throwing confetti.
Well, I don't know who, you know, they have a big front office with Lacob, with Dunleavy, with Larry Harris, with Kirk Lacob, Steve Kerr's involved, so... We never really know who's on board, who's not, and why they did or didn't make a decision. So I always just say they. So I'll just say I'm really shocked. I'm surprised they went down this road. I don't like the move. I don't.
Yeah.
But
you had to make one, Steiny.
Well, see, that's where I differ, because I have to offer an alternative plan if I don't like the move. And here's what I would have done. I would have played out the rest of the season rather than make this move. And I know people are like, well, this team wasn't going anywhere. Okay. Kuminga was coming back. All right. So now Kuminga comes back and he plays the final 25 games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? You either make the playoffs or you don't make the playoffs. If you make the playoffs, what that will have meant is the young guys were key. If this team stayed as is and somehow made a little bit of a run and got up to 7 and won a play-in and got to the playoffs, it would be in large part because of Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, and Trace Jackson Davis, maybe even Post. So then they get a playoff experience. They get a playoff series, the young guys. Okay. If they don't make the playoffs, that's when you have the conversation with Steph, because then it'll be 2 years. The one thing not making a move would have guaranteed is you ensure that you'll have a pick this year. They don't know if they'll have a pick this year. If it's 11, they don't get it now. So that, and I would have, here's the other thing. I would have liked to know what Miami was going to do with Jimmy Butler if the Warriors hadn't come knocking.
But I'll say this to that, Steiny. That's not a Warrior problem.
My point is, if Miami really would have kept Jimmy Butler and said,
played hardball,
go home,
yeah,
they could have revisited it in the summer with even more leverage, because he will not have played almost the whole year, and maybe you make the move at that time.
But Lacob made it thinking, Steiny, he doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want to take the risk of just staying status quo and may not make the playoffs or get knocked out in the play-in. And again, all that can happen. But let me just tell you this, Steiny. This is just me. I'm not your psychologist or your doctor. It sounds to me, what's really bothering you, you tell me if I'm wrong, part of it is you hate that Butler was a malcontent and kind of got rewarded.
I don't hate that.
Because he got two more. He got paid. We thought that you wasn't going to come here,
That doesn't bother me. I mean, I wouldn't have done it if I were the Warriors. But no, I wouldn't have signed Jimmy Butler for 2 more years at $55 million each. No, I wouldn't have. But they did. So now we go to, all right, what's it mean basketball-wise?
There we go. They could have used him last night. They could have used Wiggins.
And that's going to be, you know, that's easy to say.
Yeah. But
let's see what happens. I want to see this team, and I want to see if they're better.
All right. And my thing that I had come to me, Steiny, is, again, the glass is half full. I feel like they needed Jimmy Butler, an alpha dog, the glass half full, the good Jimmy Butler, and hopefully that's what we see. But all we've heard and all I've been told is Joe Lacob and company keep Dre, Kerr, and Curry involved in the moves they're going to make. Like, they go, hey, so when this move was expedited, I thought, and I still assume to a degree, Steiny, but I'm hearing some things to where Dre, Steph were on board. And now if somehow they weren't, then this could be the start of alienation, not Rhythm Nation. Shout out Janet. But it has the ingredients to be combustible. If it doesn't go well, some of those guys in Warrior uniforms didn't kind of want Jimmy in their locker room. And I hope I'm wrong.
Well, there was a report that Curry didn't.
Oh, man.
There was a report that Curry was concerned about Jimmy Butler, the presence in the locker room. There was a report. Now, you can say that's not true or it's a lie,
yeah,
or I don't believe it. I'm just saying there was a report. And I don't know. Did they go to Steph and say, we're thinking about trading for Jimmy Butler? And he goes, ooh, boy, I don't know about that.
And then they still did it.
Maybe. Maybe.
See, that's not how I think it goes. Maybe. And I'm my naivete.
Maybe it's maybe.
Like I'm saying,
maybe this is the first move.
Players.
Maybe the first. This is the first move where they said, Steph, we're doing it whether you like it or not.
All right. Now,
and they know Steph's is a good enough professional that he's not going to be a malcontent, but I don't know. I don't know how this I don't know how it's going to work out.
Yeah,
I really don't. And I don't.
I'm excited.
It feels like a lot of people think this team's going to be noticeably better right off the bat. And if that's the case, I'll be surprised. I don't like the idea of locking into these three guys for the next 2.5 years.
And here I am.
It's really that simple.
In a 121-12 defeat last night. And I hear this from you and Evan real quick, Stoney. I know we're up against it. There was one positive to me last night that I didn't share with you.
Do you want to tease it?
I'll save it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you tease it?
Okay.
All right.
And I want your honest thoughts.
Well, and here's the other thing. Goo texted me today, and he said he saw something in last night's game that I think gives him hope.
Man.
Or something he noticed. So we'll tease that on the other side. Here's what's going on today. 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. You're also going to have an opportunity to win a trip to Vegas. I'll tell you how. We've got Steve Bolpet. He is a senior NBA columnist at Heavy on Sports. He wrote for the Boston Herald for a long, long time. He's an expert on the NBA and was all over the trade deadline. And I love to get people's perspectives who don't necessarily live around the Bay. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Anybody else thinking a little bit differently about this trade than they did yesterday? I'm almost more surprised today that they went down this road. I don't know why. I'm just really surprised the more I think about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Wall.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Water. Oh, I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me.
Now, back to Stymie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, I'll start out this segment with a text that just came in.
Yep.
From the 808. Stymie, you just don't get it, do you? I don't. You're right. I kind of just don't get it.
They were desperate. They had to do something. No, and they did it.
No, they didn't have to. They didn't have to. They chose to.
Now, you know you're talking to your boy. You're not talking to me or the fans. It's Joe Lacob. I'm trusting the brain trust of the Dubs. And my question to you is, why do you feel they did it? Because they needed something.
I can't believe.
I got to there.
I can't believe that the plan includes Steph, Draymond, and Butler at their ages for the next 2.5 years.
That's what it is.
I just don't see it. Prove me wrong.
And that and it starts not, tomorrow,
I'm
hopefully.
I'm not here saying this will cripple the friend. I just don't get it, and I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the move.
Yeah.
That's all.
I got you. And Evan was out yesterday. We got him back. Missed him. But yesterday you said, you know what, Goo, and I tried to pry this out of you. You said you didn't hate it. With how you started the show like and it. What you're saying now, can I double back and say, Stymie, are you planting your flag on maybe you hate it?
I'm not crazy about it. I'm just not crazy about it.
I am, man.
And here's the
what
one
were you going to do?
But that's the thing. Okay. They had to do something. The idea of making a move, like this to me was the, how many times do we hear this? Well, we're not going to make a move just to make a move.
A lot.
I feel like that's kind of what they did. They made a move,
but it wasn't
something. It wasn't anything that was on their radar a few days ago. I don't think. I think they pivoted. They may have had Butler in the back of their minds, but he wasn't plan A. No chance. And
I'll just say this to the masses, and Evan kind of, I keep bringing him up. He's our brother, but he kind of, you know, I don't want to say he feels like you, but all we are fixated on is the age. Jimmy Butler will not be out there with a cane. He will not be out there with a blue placard with the handicap sign. He can still play. And I know I'm dreaming right now, but we won't know I'm wrong until it plays out. But Stymie, their backs are against the wall. They got to come out swinging. But what if somehow, miraculously, they got to the Western Conference Finals this year and next year? I told you yesterday, the one word is direction. The direction is they're pushing their chips all in for this season and next, and obviously thereafter. But I think a lot of people would be changing their tune if the basketball part of this works. And good Lord, if they were going to stand pat, and as much as I love Wiggins, and this is just not Wiggins and Butler, but Stymie, they had to try to do something, and they did it. It could be a bad move,
right,
but until
right.
we see
And that's this is not a reason. The idea of making a move, okay, but they had to do something. Okay, it makes it sound like I got news for you. If this doesn't work, it's not like in a year we can say, you know what? Hey, we took a swing at Butler. It didn't work. No harm, no foul. No, there's going to be harm and there's going to be a foul and it's going to set you back a little bit if it doesn't work. And if you're willing to take that chance, I guess you're willing to take that chance.
Even if you didn't give up any of your young studs to get this, your version of young studs with Kuminga, Pods, Moody, who we all, let's be honest, Donnie, before this trade went down, we all, I assumed any deal was going to cost you, you know, one of the young guys. You still got those guys.
And you know what? Let's see how much Kerr leans on him. You know, let's see if Kerr is forced to use the young guys more. I'm interested to see what happens with Kuminga when he comes back and whether or not they're going to integrate him with a lot of, with playing time and things like that.
Because your 21-10 yesterday is now 22-9 for them to get to the 46 win mark and equal last year's total.
21-10. They're 25-26. To get to last year's win total, 46, which got them into the play-in, Warriors got to go 21-10. They got to go 21-10, and they'll finish 46-36. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. And like I said, I kind of can't believe they're going down this road. It's very surprising to me, but it's the road they're going down.
Let me ask you this. What does this signal about Lakeup and Curry and Dre? I'll leave Dre out of this for a minute. Curry and Lakeup's relationship, if Curry indeed was not on board with the acquisition of one Jimmy Butler, what does that signal to you if this thing blows up and Lakeup did it without their blessing?
Well, then I think we're closer to Steph leaving. Or asking out.
Austin and San Jose, young studs go where? No, I just mean the guys you got, your version of the young players that you want to be young studs, but they're not going to do anything if Butler's here and Kuminga continues to be out. But I'll tell you this, partner, and I mean it with every fiber in my body. If they get into a play-in scenario, I am ultra more confident now with Jimmy Butler and his dogness and him being an alpha and whoever they would face than I did with what we saw last year going up to Sacramento and looking like old men, for that matter, not being able to get off a shot. So I know 2020 was a long time ago, 2023, a couple years ago, but damn it, put some respect on Jimmy Butler's basketball resume. He took a team to the finals. He gets to the free throw line. He uses the midi. And you were just yesterday, Steiny, you kept talking about, even at the event, at the tipsy putt, how this team is not good. You're worried about their three-point shooting. I'm thinking this might be a blessing in disguise that you got a dude that doesn't rely on that.
What about spacing?
Well, all we can do is on that, Steiny, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the Warriors we're all together on this. I find it a little hard to believe that Steve Kerr was in on this in terms of, like, do you think Steve Kerr really wanted to make this move? It doesn't sound like it, the way he talked about Wiggins. Here's okay. some Steve all Kerr right. real quick on how Jimmy impacts the Warriors' chances.
I just know that the playoffs are different. It's almost a different sport in some ways. And we're getting a guy who's a proven playoff performer. You know, I like the idea that we're healthy, we can put it together, give ourselves a chance. Then I think Jimmy, we've seen what he can do. I mean, you don't have a nickname like that for nothing. So that's the whole point, is let's see what we can put together here the next, the last 32 games of the year, give ourselves an opportunity to get to the playoffs and give it a run.
All right. I just don't.
Yeah. I
don't
hear a lot of excitement. I said that to you yesterday. The nicknames, you won't call them that, but what? Jimmy Buckets.
I don't know. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't hear a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, we'll see.
Here's, here's more Steve Kerr.
I'm excited to get Jimmy. He's an elite talent, one of the best playoff performers in the league. And, it's a huge addition for us. So I'm excited. I haven't even met him yet. He hasn't gotten here yet. So I'm excited to just say hello and welcome him aboard and get to work.
All right. So I was a little surprised Steve Kerr didn't know him. The NBA is such a small circle.
Well, let me ask you this. And you and I got a pretty good relationship on a good day. If I were to leave or you were to leave, you would give me my fly. You know, you wouldn't be, I can't wait to work with Stephen A. Smith. You would be like, oh, I'm going to really, you'd be somber. And then I believe Kerr is going to miss Wiggins.
Not once you're out of town.
Well, when a mic's in front of you and I just got, you know, it's the day of or the day after. Guru's gone, Starnie. KTVU, Sal Castaneda. How do you feel about working with Stephen A. Smith?
I'm looking forward to it. But I think we could use him in ways we didn't use Guru. And, well, I think he gives us a lot of versatility.
You know what, Sal? I don't know. I don't got a strong opinion.
Well, I do think there is something to Steve Kerr may not know Jimmy Butler, but he knows Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think that he's called Spo and tried to figure out who this guy is?
Yeah,
because if he doesn't know him at all, then he's going to ask straight from the horse's mouth. And I can't imagine it's a glowing recommendation.
Let's take a listen to that fact just right there.
We have not. We texted briefly last night, but nothing substantial. It was more, you know, just a brief thought on the trade, and that was it. You know, he's busy, I'm busy, you know. Nothing really to report there.
He was talking about talking to Eric Spoelstra by text.
No, that's a hell of a point, but I would say this to Evan and the people out there that have that same mindset. If we take a step back, I'm take a page out of Evans, too young to know this, J.J. Evans. There were some good times with Butler, Spoelstra, and the Miami Heat. And I think that would have been the 2020 season where they went to the finals against the Lakers, the 2023 season where they went to the finals and lost against Denver. So I know it was rocky, it was ugly, and maybe the relationship is fractured. But, Evan, I would say you got to believe there were some good times also.
Yeah, absolutely. They made two finals together, but with the way that things ended.
That wasn't good for
him. I mean, it's probably two sides of the same coin. It's like he could be great for you guys, but also he could be someone that might run the ship into the ground.
I mean, the Warriors do lead the league now with two players who have threatened to fight coaches. We got Jimmy Butler, who wanted a piece of Spoelstra. We have Draymond Green, who wanted a piece of Kerr back in Oklahoma City. We might have some volatility in that locker room.
Stoney, you bring up old stuff.
You mean like leading the team to the finals?
I thought Dre was going to get into it with the ref last night.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He tried.
Dre was wrong last night. I'm just...
Dre was dead wrong last night.
He's so great at being the victim.
It's unbelievable.
I made it up.
Right. Dre, I love you, man.
What would you think of this if I said this? Because I've been trying to think about this a million different ways. Let's say, hypothetically, you were GM. And
let's go.
You, somebody said to you, I want you to look at the Warriors for a year. From yesterday, the year before. You know, you've watched them now for a year, all right? You're hired to be GM of this team, and you have no emotional attachment to anybody.
Okay,
all right. You're coming in. You're gonna be. You need to be like the wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
you got a mess to clean up. I mean, you got it. You got to just do it. If the GM's Kurt
Harvey Keitel,
then the GM's Kurt. There's just no way a GM who looked at this situation objectively without any emotion would have made this move.
I get that.
Okay.
But
I think
that's so unfair.
Might be.
Because in life, Stonnie, it's about relationships. It's about the past. It's about the present. And it's about the future. But the past sometimes has you make decisions out of loyalty, out of... Come on, man. They owed these guys something. And Joe Lacob, if Curry and Dre, let's just use those two, weren't on board, then he really is exercising what he told Bonte when he was here at the station a couple years ago. The players are just the players. This is his baby and he's going to do it his way. Frank Sinatra. And maybe this is the first time, Steiny, the way I'm getting the feel now, everybody might not have been on board. This was his first Frank Sinatra move. I'm doing it my way.
Right.
I don't care what you think, Curry, right. Steinmetz.
Right. And I think, and you can say we can't have a GM in here who has no emotional ties because we are the Warriors. I'm just telling you that I don't think, I mean, this is a move that's made out of desperation. That's what it feels like.
And when you come off a season of not making the playoffs and you're 500, wouldn't that constitute, and you got two future Hall of Famers on the squad and you're just middling around, Steiny, and you're kind of lifeless, wouldn't that constitute being that's desperate to me?
Yeah, and then I would have tried to make a run in the second half.
With what you had.
And if we didn't get it done, now we have to have the conversation with Curry, because now it's 2 years where we didn't make the playoffs. He still has two more years left on his deal. Find out what he wants to do. But if I'll tell you the other thing is, if Curry's not gung-ho about this move, then we may have to have a talk with Curry again anyway in the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Shane in the city. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, boy. Back to Wiggins. Now, this, first of all, it hurts to lose Wiggins, and, like, it's almost like the whole thing's like a practical joke, because you look at him side by side, and Wiggins is averaging more points and all that. And Jimmy's resume, you know, of course, has whatever it is. But, you know, you throw them together, and how does the team get better? And on top of that, it's almost like I'm surprised Kerr sounds so upset, which is actually a good thing to me that he's not loving this either, because it does seem just forced and silly. But I'm surprised he's so upset, because now he has, like, another excuse to play Kuminga more. And then I wouldn't be shocked when Kuminga gets back that you have Gee Santos and Moses Moody in the depth chart ahead of him at the four. But on top of that, I do hope it works out. And, Steiny, I wanted to give you a little bit of love for wind the clock back about a month or so more ago. The Monday after Kuminga's back-to-back 34-point games, I really enjoyed you and Evan's conversations and remarks, kind of showing some faith and some love for Kuminga. And, you know, I was bought into that, not that that would get them into, like, a playoff situation or anything, but maybe set them up better for the future going forward. And I hope that this move doesn't ruin all that potential we saw there.
No doubt. Hey, Shane, that's the other thing. Now we got to find out how, if at all, this impacts Jonathan Kuminga.
He's going to be starting, future. Though, Steiny. Oh, well, that, I hear you. But I got to believe Lakeup. Again,
know.
I'm just sharing you.
I wouldn't assume Kuminga's going to be starting.
But I believe Lakeup is Kuminga's biggest fan.
That may be fine, but I don't necessarily believe Kuminga's just going to be a starter on this team right now.
I don't see how you could afford not to have him in there.
Well, because if you...
Butler at the two, Kuminga at the three, Dre at the four, Post/Moody.
I don't think that's
enough
shooting.
TJD or Looney.
Yeah, I think they need another shooter in that lineup, but we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
I just... all I'm saying is, I mean, Kuminga has been in and out of the starting lineup all year, so I don't know what Steve Kerr's going to use Kuminga.
Don't forget to ask me about...
Oh, yeah, what'd you see last night?
Okay, here we go. And you know I'm a sports romantic. And I was with you at the Tipsy Putt again. We had a great time. We're going to shout out everybody that stopped by. Steiny's got all the names. But the bottom line is, I am not going to front or lie here and say I'm not worried about the bilateral tendonitis in Curry's knees. And up until the news I heard this morning about maybe every Warrior teammate not being on board with this move, Steiny, you know me, and I've said this to you about some of the greatest scores. I'm not going to go with Steph Curry's line of 13 of 35 and say that's efficient. I'm not going to tell you that's not out the page book of Prime Harden and Allen Iverson. 37 is 37, 6 of 20 from deep. Of course, Curry wants it better. But my gosh, to hoist up 35 shots just from a physical standpoint to me, I'm like, oh, you're feeling better. And I thought he was feeling better, and the shot total got to that ridiculous plateau last night because he was excited about what or who he'll be passing the ball to in regard to his new teammate in the Shy in regard to Jimmy Butler. So I was like, my man has a pep in his step hoisting up 35 shots.
Well, I think it's two games in a row now that he took 30, right? Did he take 30 against the Jazz, or was that the game before? He's taking 30 either the last two or two out of the last three.
Well, maybe, Steiny, I'm like, he's feeling frisky. But not again, that's not efficient city. 35 shots injected in my veins, Steph.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
How you doing? What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
Let's see why everyone's so upset. Don't we think Butler is better than Wiggins? I mean, he is.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he...
Okay.
They give up? On paper, he is, Matt. Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, on paper, I'm handsome.
Matt, you got to call back. We
I don't
lost
believe
you.
I've ever heard that one, Stoudy. On paper,
you.
I'm handsome. That means he's got money.
I mean, no, yes. conventional wisdom is absolutely Jimmy Butler is better than Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah,
that is conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm. And tougher. Yeah.
So
that
we'll see how that plays out. Let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Trevor, Rohnert Park, Sideline Bay Area Sports. Want to say one thing here. I do not believe for one second that Curry didn't know about this and the Lakers made that move without caring or consulting with him. And you can see it in the way he's putting up his shots, like you said. Wasn't super excited about how many points he came away with last night, considering how many he hoisted up. But one thing I want to say, this team in the first half of that game last night played weak and soft, and then they came out in the second half and made it a game. Anybody on this team not named Steph Curry is tradable for somebody like Jimmy Butler, because you can see that the mental strength of some of these guys is just not there. They need to be pushed, poked, prodded to get out there to make a statement. And if they played the full game last night like they did the second half, they would have won that game, I think. But they didn't. Or it would have been – I think they would have won it. So my point is, guys, it's a good move. Getting Jimmy Butler in here is a good move, because we're not winning it this year probably. Going into the offseason, attracting other players, saying, hey, we got Butler now. We got Curry still. We got Draymond. This helps. This helps in the offseason going for it. Really going for it next year, because that's what I think that's what the goal is for them right now. So tell me what you guys think. But
well, they started small second half, Steiny.
Well, let me go with the Curry factor. And thanks for the call, Trevor. You know, all I can tell you is, you know, 4 days before the deadline, a report came out that Curry had concerns about acquiring Butler and Butler's presence in the locker room. All right, that was just a report. Do I believe it? I think there was probably some truth to it. Now the KD thing falls through and they go back to Curry and they're like, you know, we can get Jimmy Butler. And what's Curry supposed to say? Yay! Yay! He's probably like, all right, might be risky. Steph, we got to do something. No, we do, but all right. And then you make the move. It could be something like that. But it doesn't feel like Steph Curry is, let's get Jimmy Butler in here and go on a run. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like that.
Well, I would tell you,
I might be wrong.
That's his job. Yeah, it better. Like, I get you, Steiny, but that's his job. And you disagree with me yesterday when I told you, or I was trying to just hammer home the point that I feel like now, since you go get a top player like a Jimmy Butler, it's not, oh, Steph just doesn't have help. It's just him and Dre and, you know, poor Steph. They're triple and double teaming him. Now that you got Jimmy Butler, I think this is added more pressure on Draymond and Steph, Steiny, and I like that. Like, okay, if it doesn't work, now we can really hone in on why. And I'll tell you, one answer won't be they don't have enough help. Joe Lake was like, I went and got you Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, and that's
you know what I mean?
And that's the other thing. Like, I get it. He took a lot of shots the last few games, but I'm also worried.
I love that.
I'm worried about the way Curry's playing. I mean,
now I'll give you. I'll meet you halfway.
Like now,
it feels like
now we're at the point where, holy cow, Jimmy Butler might have to, you know, Jimmy Butler may not be able to do enough for this team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you talked about a 1 and a 1A, and I think whatever number you want to put next to Jimmy Butler, he's that. Stiney, and his game's different.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's see what we got here. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.